Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, I'm your host, Tab, your co-host, Gil G.
He'll be late, like usual. 206, we have calling in. More than likely, going to probably be Destiny.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Always.
Tonight's fucking Walking Dead was very, very boring. All they did was talk. What the fuck?
Who likes talking?
What?
I didn't ask you, Abby.
yeah, no idea. I have no idea what you just said, but okay.
I don't know what I just said either, so okay. Abby, you're out of bounds.
I think we should go to Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just got to give a shout out. I don't know if he's tuned in right now or not, but I got to give a shout out to James from All Juggalos Chat for fucking, you know, tuning in and actually, you know, helping us promote up in the page. So definitely much love to that homie. Let's see, I think we're gonna go with Five Finger Death Punch, Mine.
Yeah.
Everybody hurts, everybody bleeds, everybody bends to fill a need. Everybody's born with their own curse, and I'm not alone. Everybody cries, everybody breathes, everybody wants to feel they're free. Deep inside I know what I am worth, a life of my own. Could have been much worse, but it should have been.
And we are back. But I guess either way, also gotta give a shout out to my homegirl, fucking Nerdy Ducky. Fucking, yeah, she's one dope-ass fucking model, fucking, and she's, yeah, she's a ridiculous fucking gamer. Gotta give it up to her for fucking doing what she does. For anyone that wants to find her, shit, just go to fucking Facebook, hit up Nerdy Ducky. And if you don't know how to spell nerdy, I don't know what to tell you. But if you don't know how to spell ducky, I don't know what to tell you. But fucking hit her up. She's as dope as all fuck. All I gotta say. I know she's got another page. I can't remember what the fuck name it was. But but she does have a page, you know, where she helps people out. You know, like if you need advice or something like that, and you need someone to listen to. Oh, you guys, like a promo, so you need someone to listen. She's definitely down for it as well. Like, you know, she's always willing to help people out. So definitely hit her up, no matter what. But only I can remember the other page that she had. I don't remember the name of it. Fucking life of me. I know it's something, but don't exactly remember what. But I don't know. I think we need to go with another track. This is Highway with RTIA. Rape the industry again.
Thumbs up, Abby.
So nice of you to join us. We call this one Raping the Industry Again. No artist is safe. Here I go again, taking shit that ain't mine with no intention to give it back. Pulling my gummy little paws and the cookie dry down, and I'm out of the motherfucking mind when I put in the foot in the car. Nigga, to that, it's the crook of this art in motion. So they just took a good look at the crook, posing as a clock until dark. When the way high comes out, giving hell to a homeless dude pushing the car. We get a lot of that here in Eureka. Can't let shit affect my confidence. I'm a prison on my fans over that phone. Goddammit, I'm electrifying the audience. And about a sense, cleanliness, close to godliness. So I'm a dirty, grimy, potty mouth MC with no common sense. Put economists, I'm a pecker to get the home record to give you my sloppy seconds and hands. Slap me in the face cause I must be dreaming of something. We can meet at a luncheon, dreaming a beat in a dunk. And my meat in a freak with a cheap skunk in it. Fiending for a blumpkin, deep in the dungeon. Seat to assumptions, speaking in tongues. When the aroma of piggies are pungent. Little weasel taking the beat and having some fun with it.
You should've never let me, but find your instrumental. Now I gotta make it my pocket up. Give it back on beat in a batter, feel me. It's not the artist, but in fact the cats that make money off them. Let me liberate you, rape in the industry again. Record exec, you can feel me.
I was caught from my own clock, no box. Could never tell me I can know now what was happening behind my back. I pulled the wool over my eyes and a round nose, it gets no props. Yeah, I feel struggle financially, but it's cool as long as I'm on the number bringing it. Me rapping about how my money will be kinda like Stevie Wonder singing about seeing shit. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Same song and dance, man, I'm zoned out like the game's on. Double fisting it. Hey bitch, why don't you get the fuck out of the way in the television and I'll say calm. I will never pay top dollar for a feature like I can never be a cop caller. All your little puppies barking, I think it's a good time to go to Petco and get you off top collar. Now might be at your own risk, I'll put you down and I'll follow. We gon' pop you in the lip. And think we used to pop collars? I done opened up for some big names, bit fucking deal. Mixed with the politics of me, bitterly. Rid of me, just win a pretty little bitty. Give me the kitty if I could get a rent for free. I bet you would just to get to the tour bus or the headliner, bitch. Are you kidding me?
You should've never let me, but find your instrumental. Now I gotta make it mine, fuck it up. Give it back or beat in a batter, feel me. It's not the artist, but in fact the cats that make money off them. Let me liberate you, rape in the industry again. Record exec, you can feel me.
Take the money from the original, redistribute it to the rappers, to the people if it's sleeping on the economic opportunity is such a missing. Got me feeling like I'm turning into a beef and time. And I be looking up at the record labels that I'm making millions of. A motherfucker dangle a little bit in front of them. I guarantee them that they'll never have to work another 9 to 5 again. But they don't know that I know they lead them on. California rapping, I'm a lethal weapon to anybody thinking they're gonna step in the combination with the weak flow. Pussy delivery in the whack and they're using a bad beat selection. Smack them on the microphone to show them how to kill an instrumental in a matter of seconds. Peeling out a burner rubber in the groovy trying to find out just the right fit. Just like Tetris, tell them what your name is. Tell them what you came with. Tell me if the fame is tainted. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing but the best. Got a made illustration painted. Musical cinema shit and then I hit them up for pay. And if they complacent, thanks for downloading my free mixtape. Rape in the industry again, fucked up, ain't it?
You should've never let me, but find your instrumental. Now I gotta make it my fuck
a duck, giving back on beat in a matter, feel me? It's not a beat artist, but in fact the cats that make money off them and liberate you, raise in the industry again, record exact, you can feel me.
Yo, baby nut. Fuck you doing with that microphone, man? Yo, put it aside on me.
Welcome to the mixtape. Raping the industry again. DEA shit.
Wayne High Certified Volume 6, RTIA.
And we're back. Oh, this thing, well, this thing doesn't mean motherfuckers tuned in, I don't think, anyways. I mean, if you got anybody tuned in, call in 646-716-8054, so that way we know you tuned in and listening. Otherwise, because, you know, I think some motherfuckers don't necessarily realize that there's a chat room with this, so, you know, you can sign in, chat with us, fucking, you can call in. But, it's whatever.
Adios.
Okay. But I think we're gonna go with track here. And I think we are gonna go with Bullocks Brothers. No, the Bullocks. This is Tara Lou.
Just a man, nothing more, nothing less, but nonetheless, lives this life with every drop he bleeds.
And we are back. Man, I wish this damn motherfucking weather would make up its mind for it's going to snow and it's not going to snow. Fucking New England. I wish it was in fucking Ireland right now. But, you know what, speaking of Ireland, yeah, this is the Young Dubliners with Tell Me Ma.
Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys don't leave the girls alone. To pull my hair and stow my comb, that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City. She's Carton 123, please won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her and all the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, they ring at the bell, oh my jewel, oh are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. How Jenny Morrissey says she'll die, she doesn't get a fellow with her overnight. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City. She's Carton 123, please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, snow comes shoveling from the sky. She is sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her man till she goes home. Let them all come as they will, Albert Mooney she loves still. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Dublin City. She's Carton 123, please won't you tell me who is she? Well,
and we are back. Man, I wish I was in fucking Ireland right now. But, I'm guessing Destiny died, so we'll just go to another track. So, my boy Mad Max, with Real Sick Hop.
Man, how the fuck you gonna tell me? Sick Hop, man. It's been Sick Hop since 2006 and shit. Fuck out of here.
Let's go.
What the fuck is good? It's Mad Max, I'm back.
getting my record is cash for crack. I got that, so come and cop that. Yeah. Whack it, it's not that. S-I-P-K. Ha. Blowing your top back.
What?
You ain't sick, huh? Just fucking stop that. You ain't even pop rap. Do your homies pop get? Mine do. Get your mind blue. Hot stop burn. It ain't a problem to find you. I can promise that you ain't fucking with my tunes. I move underground. Take a look at my shoes. Always dirty. When it's 10, it's always dirty. Yeah, I'm a free agent, but that being said,
Berlin!
Not a single one of you wax faggot rappers concerns me. There ain't enough fire you can find to burn me. Making moves in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
My roots are down in Jersey. King Cooper, how I do it?
Y'all suck.
Call him Kirby. Every time I hear you spit another verse, it reassures me. Ain't no competition or opponents that's worthy. Slap a motherfucker right across the face and call him Kirby.
Surely you're joking.
I'm fucking serious and don't call me Shirley. East Coast sick hop, that's my shit. Ever since 2006, so just get up off my dick. Burley life, how we do it? You don't wanna fuck around with my clique. What you know about
madness?
I'm a killer with the flow on every last track. If you ain't already noticed, it's your ass back. Learn a lesson, motherfucker, this is real sick hop. What you know about that?
Nothing.
Real, recognize real, who the fuck are you? Ain't no one worried about what you gonna do. K-H-O-P for 7 years plus.
Fact.
That makes me an OG. I'm too burly for you little motherfuckers to hold me.
What?
There's no apparatus existing to control me. I'll finger fuck your throat until you choke like I'm Mick Foley. I'm a car in a Porsche, you're a pack of Rollies. I will marry a blade of your face. Holy matrimony.
Damn.
Anybody acting phony, I'll bring your operation down like I'm Axel Foley. If you rapping wicked underground, saying that you spit sick hop, unless you're a faggot, you have to know me. Been killing it for a decade, I'm past the cronies. Just be happy I'm only attacking with acrimony.
Look,
sick hop is mine, I'll fight for it to the death, till my last breath, till there's nothing left, you can bet.
Yeah.
East Coast sick hop, that's my shit, ever since 2006, so just get up off my dick. Burley life, how we do it? You don't wanna fuck around with my clique. What you know about
madness?
I'm a killer with the flow on every last track. If you ain't already noticed, it's your ass back. Learn a lesson, motherfucker, this is real sick hop. What you know about that?
Nothing.
East Coast sick hop, that's my shit, ever since 2006, so just get up off my dick. Burley life, how we do it? You don't wanna fuck around with my clique. What you know about
madness?
I'm a killer with the flow on every last track. If you ain't already noticed, it's your ass back. Learn a lesson, motherfucker, this is real sick hop. What you know about that?
Nothing.
OG like COC in 93, motherfucker. The cop.
And we're back. And I miss the old fucking Seven Seal days. Fucking Max is fucking brings it all, man. Seriously does. By the way, the motherfuckers are real sick hop is if you're Mad Max's brand new EP, Sex and Violence. You get yourself a free copy over on fucking Fickle Lovers. So definitely cop that shit. And of course, once the brand new Hostile Figures drops, you'll be the first to know. Because once we know, you'll know. Speaking of hostile figures, man, I think we need to go with some bumming shit here. I got to upload more shit, so let's go with ICP. Danger Party.
Yeah, I shouldn't go in there, but what's up? I seen that little mannequin up, dog. Fuck all that. Look at that ass. Boom. Fucking look at this dude.
First off, I don't know none of these fools, especially Craig. They say he's back from school. I just heard the beat. It sounded sweet. I was out garbage picking across the street and said, fuck it. Walked in and started chucking. Got a little saucy, now I'm mean mugging everybody.
Friend of Craig's, I guess.
I'm pissing in the bedroom, a blew out mess. Goose and bitches shoving my way through.
Hey man, cool out.
Hey man, fuck you. Bumped into the DJ shit. His record skipped, now he's starting to trip. I ignored his yelling and kept cutting the rug. College boys surrounded me.
Let's get this drug.
I took two off, I went home bruised and bloody. But that's a regular thing at a danger party.
Danger party.
Shit like that in my long, long, drugged out ass life, you know what I mean? But I'ma tell you how it was, you know, one night I was hanging out, man, look, check it. Woo! Fell into the spot, bitches on fiend, fools me mugging the way I seen. I don't give a fuck cause I'm off the yak. Plus I'm a G and I'm always strapped. I was just chilling, trying to have a little fun. Bump a few hoes, maybe get sucked up. Some fool try to step to me. Mad cause this bitch wanna give me some pussy. I told homie he can have a bitch. Other than that, we can do some gangster shit. He start beating his chest like King Kong. Throwing up a set, hyping up his homies. He must not know where I'm from. I don't give a fuck, he easily get done. Right then I had to pull my heat. Now I got him and his homies praying for peace.
Ooh.
Go up next. Oh yeah, so we'll go with some hostile figures. There we go. Getting away with murder.
My miles over my car, all around the bean, hard work means hustle all day. You're making the grease of the beats of the hundreds and twenties of giggles and honeys. Yo, Max, pick up with a gun from me.
What the fuck you mean?
I mean,
oh shit, I'm pulling that bitch.
No shit, it's over the whip. You gotta take care of this quick and I'm here with the sirens.
Yo, why?
Oh, well, it's just been a long time since I popped that bitch from the behind. Boss, my mind's so fucked up.
Yo, it's fucked up.
Yeah, I know she weighs enough, now I feel bad. Shit, it's my dad.
Wait, fuck that, forgot he ain't cool with that.
Fuck you mean by that?
Throw that dead body that we have in the back. Yeah, call for the bees, tell them he needs to meet me at G Street.
Wait, man, which
Quincy, either way we gonna have a hot DJ today. And there's no way we getting away. My idea, grab us all gays, light up a square. We about to battle war, yo. Yeah, war, yo. Grab your boy, yo, of the weed. Yeah, light up the ducky, light up the ducky. Let's proceed.
We getting away with murder.
We getting away with murder.
To the dock fast, some kid tried sticking and I shot his ass. Got a lot of grass, so I'm kinda fucking high.
Kill our men, kill our mind.
Yeah, that's why we gotta move, we got a lot to do. We got limbs to chop, got bags to fill up with flesh and rocks. Then throw them in the water and watch them drop.
Man, just walk to the car, I really wanna get off.
Man, you ain't playing, that's what the fuck I'm saying. Really, I ain't wanna slay him, but I had to. I'll grab three bags, you grab two, and we can pass through.
Wait a minute, who the fuck that through?
Shit, man, I was about to ask you, but fuck it. Really can't take the risk of this guy walking around and saying shit, so take this clip. Oh shit, that was the wrong gun, yo. How the fuck I'ma bring the wrong one?
I got this, but it's the wrong one.
I bet, you go handle that, and I'ma grab the car. Hurry back, I got you. Ain't no way we getting popped, dude. They're gonna drop soon, and the rocks will hold them down. Then we can creep out of town, moving around. Two to the ground, under the earth. Two more bodies, no coffins or hearse. Laughing, driving away, cause I really gotta say, it could've been a lot worse.
We getting away with murder.
We getting away with murder.
And we are back. But fucking Hostile Figures is, man, they about to drop their fucking third album. And yes, I said third. Because Getting Away with Murder is actually off the first shit they put out, which was actually entitled Hostile Figures. Second album they put out is fucking Figures. So, definitely get fucking hyped about this shit, because, man, shit's about to be fucking burly. Destiny, why so quiet? Yeah, go dead over there.
Because I'm playing Sim.
Oh, that gay-ass game.
Plus, I'm babysitting, so I'm on mute most of the time, and I'm just listening.
But just duct tape him to the wall.
No, her mom would kill me. I'm not that mean. I'm too nice.
Shit, I'll duct tape them to the wall.
They can only have 7 people living in their house. It's a huge house. Fuck.
Why the fuck are there 7 people living there? Must be cracking.
Because they got busy. That's how many. They have like 4 kids plus themselves. Oh, that's cool.
Must be cracking.
They got busy, okay?
Yeah. Busy on that crack. Damn. Seven
they
people
got busy
on one house. That shit.
Move, stupid.
There ain't no way. If I had a big ass fucking house, ain't no way in hell am I gonna let 7 fucking people live with me.
Oh, it's all their kids.
I again, I would not let them live with me. Fuck that.
What?
But, either way, not from the seven kids and crackheads. Yo, this is fun. Bluesy, what happened? Oh, well. But yeah, this is Swan, Bluesy, Methodist, TMB, Region King, well, Region of Kings. This is Fist Fucking the Industry.
When the shit goes down, be the last man standing.
About to make it hot. Blow up the spot.
When the shit goes down, be the last man standing.
About to make it hot. Blow up the spot.
This ain't no artificial rap, just full blown from the full back. A slash to the industry, in fact, they are broke back. Crack lines of symmetry, this devil's evil energy is into me. I spit it so vicious, I've been for centuries. I'm like a demon feeding off of the grieving. Put a little swan seasoning to add to the bitter. The deadliest sinner begins with me and bail on my fingers. It's probably your beating heart, I linger with the challenge of wisdom. A heavy hitter, just sick of listening, I begin to rip it. Sick and twisted, explicit, strictly for hit conditions. Ain't for the kids and backpackers can bite me. I'm more than likely to get it right, first time I write shit. I'll fight anybody with a colorful flow. It ain't a show your whole life where you polka dot clothes. Grandma shades, I'll punch them right off of your face. Do yourself a fucking favor, stay off of the stage. When the shit goes down, be the last man standing.
About to make it hot. Blow up the spot.
When the shit goes down, be the last man standing.
About to make it hot. Blow up the spot.
My mind is like a path in a dungeon with a demon in a core. Left in a swap lunch where you be believing in my thoughts. Never even with the odds, motherfucker, this joker hates. I'll grab Lady Gaga with no expression when I poke her face. Hold up, wait, notice great bullseye and swamp, bitch, honest. So you can't forget, this threat is a promise. My conscience been gone the longest, sick of the strongest of rappers. But I don't be no fun, they hold guns, let us novice actors. I applaud with laughter faster than a comedy show. I honestly know, if I'm gonna root all evil, the economy grows. I should probably go, so my flow won't affect no other. Just imagine what I'll say to you when I don't respect my mother. I pray cigarettes and hustler and fist fucker like the industry. I treat the game like MySpace collapse, you must be kidding me. Middle MCs trying to get a taste of fear, but I'm Canadian, all I need is a blowjob and a case of when beer. When shit goes down, be the last man standing.
About to make it hot. Blow up the spot.
When the shit goes down, be the last man standing.
About to make it hot. Blow up the spot.
Started with one finger, then I slipped in two. Three became four, now my fist punched through. The game got fist fucked, work it out like sit up. Lay him down so they can't get up. Feel it or not, I hit it a lot, it's like I'm naughty knocking. Turn the lights down, I got a nice sound when I'm dropping. In the booth I play a way cool, but the game knows what's popping. 1 minute man, one night stands, one hit wonders. The game wonders why she gotta suffer with the weak one. This when Toronto stepped up, threw her a free run. Crush it on the weekend, tape it and rerun. Play it, I'm rewind, bitch, I'm refined. Ninja, I rebuild, so skip the details. Cuffs on refill, the game just got fucked. You have to rebuild, force them to retreat. Dumping the rejects, fuck the industry.
When the shit goes down, be the last man standing.
About to make it hot. Blow up the spot.
When the shit goes down, be the last man standing.
About to make it hot. Blow up the spot.
Homeboy, but your flow sounds whack.
And we are back. And Dusty's over there playing with crackheads, watching kids with crackheads. Yeah, I still would not let 7 people live in my home. Fuck out of here. This is the fact shit where I live. We get fucking oil. Ah, you're fucked with 7 people. That oil will go down quick. But let me see what I want to give y'all motherfuckers. Shit. Let's go with some motherfucking twisted. Let I say we go with Juggalo Party.
It's a Juggalo Party.
Put your hands up, 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 put your hands
up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up,
put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put
your hands up, put your hands up, put
your hands up, put
your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands
up, put your hands
up, put your hands up, put your hands up,
put your hands
up, put your hands
up, put your
hands up, put
your hands up, put
your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands
up, put your hands
up, put your hands up, put your hands up,
put your hands up,
put your hands up, put your hands up, put
your hands up,
put your hands up, put
your hands
up, put your hands
up, put your
hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put
your hands up, put your
hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up,
put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put
your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands
up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands
up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up,
put your hands up, put your hands up, put
your hands up, put
your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands
up, put your hands
up, put your hands up, put your hands up,
put your hands
up, put your hands
up, put your
hands up, put
your hands up, put
your hands up, put your hands up, put your
hands up, put your
hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up,
put your hands up,
put your hands up, put your hands up,
put your hands up,
put your hands up,
put your hands
up, put your hands
up, put your hands
up,
put your hands up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put
your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
up,
put your hands
And we are back. And I swear, I don't have to say about half the people in the group, though, but, well, fuck it. Let's move on. I don't know. But, let's see. Ain't got nobody tuned in. Again, this one's playing the Sims for some motherfucking reason. Don't know anybody bothered with that game.
Well, the thing is I'm babysitting, and so I'm putting myself on mute a lot of the time. I accidentally didn't during the song. My ear bumped on mute.
This was playing The Sims for some reason.
Turn off the computer, Abby.
Don't turn off the computer. Leave it on.
No, she is turning it off because she's already had her screen time today. And she's supposed to be reading.
She had her screen time for today? The fuck?
That means like DS, computer, Wii, anything like that, electronically. You have 5 more minutes of reading. Turn off the computer. Then you're going to brush your teeth and it's bedtime.
Yeah, but don't
Abby,
you realize
I know
you can
better
read on
than
the computer
that.
Too.
No, that's what I do.
Shush. Abby.
You can read on a computer too. You don't need a book.
She has to use a book.
She has to use a book? Why?
That's what her mom says. Abby, stop.
I told you, Abby.
Abby, stop. I'm not playing tonight.
You put that in the apple jar.
I didn't poke her, baby.
You put me apple juice. Oh.
Abby, stop. Read. Now.
Man. I think if my mother made me sit down and read a book and sit behind a computer, then I'd slap her.
For school. No, Abby. Do not even test me tonight.
Oh, you did your skin like this, you evil.
Yeah, listen.
Don't listen.
Listen to me, Abby.
Don't listen to her.
Don't.
Wait.
Don't, Abby. Listen.
Abby,
sorry.
Don't listen to her. What's up, Ghetto G?
She can't hear you.
She hurt me.
I did not hurt her.
Yeah, you did.
Child abuse.
She cursed me.
Ghetto G, what's going on?
I didn't realize I was tuning into Daddy Daycare.
Well, apparently, Dusty here is babysitting kids. Again, up on to 7 crackheads.
Say up to 7 crackheads?
I said that belonged to 7 crackheads.
All right then.
And apparently, fucking Abby had her screen time, but I don't think Dusty realizes she can read on a computer. You don't need to open a book. You can just go on the computer and fucking tape shit and you can read that.
Welcome to 2014, where you no longer need books. You have a notebook.
Yeah, right?
Or a tablet.
You are going to die tonight. Now go to...
Jeez,
read, Abby.
Threatening little children on air.
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
Hold on.
I thought we were already on hold. Why'd you come back?
Yeah, right? Listen here, parents. Do not leave this one alone with your kids. She will kill them.
I will not kill kids.
That's
you just
why
told
that
little girl she was going to die.
Yeah, right?
I know my eyelashes are long, Abby. Okay, my long eyelashes freak her out. Okay.
Abby, wait. Abby, if they freak you out that much, pull her eyelashes out one at a time.
She can't hear you, huh?
Yeah, while she's sleeping, just randomly pull off her eyelashes.
Abby, get up off the floor. Do you want to go to bed just right now?
Shouldn't she be in bed anyway? Don't she have school tomorrow?
No, she has like 5 minutes till bed. It's only 8:54 here.
8:54? Damn.
What?
Where the fuck are you at?
Washington, baby.
Washington
State. Where it's legal.
Where it's legal for what?
Read.
Legal to read?
Weed is legal.
I thought you meant where it was legal to murder children.
I'm not murdering anybody.
Well,
maybe my ex.
that we know of, anyway.
She had two things inside her. No wonder.
She had two things inside of her? You talking double penetration with children, though?
No. Two things of cider, apple cider.
You say she's a bullfighter? Don't. Wait.
Where's your tea?
No, bitch.
Maybe I should start listening to this conversation.
I'm hiding her apple cider.
You're hiding her?
You guys turning things into something wrong.
What is this, the Lovely Bones, man? You fucking murdered her, and now you locked her in a suitcase and shit.
Oh, I got the Silent Hill game today for Wii, and it is awesome.
I absolutely hate Silent Hill.
Sure, he does.
The game's awesome.
I couldn't even stand that back on regular PlayStation.
That was funny. Oh, my God. I knocked on the door, and she screamed.
I usually scream, too, because it's like a Jehovah's Witness.
No, I scared her.
They scare me, too.
I know I scare everybody. I went to the haunted house.
Well, actually, don't get it. It is true. She does scare everybody. I mean, she scares
me. What did you do?
Well, damn, you scare
Abby.
Why does
it smell like nail polish in here? Or just barely, you mean? Nice try, Abby.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Just like my ankle?
Yeah, don't bite her ankles.
Okay,
brush your teeth, Abby, now.
Yeah, brush
your teeth. Let's see, what other toys are hidden here in the bathroom?
Hey, it's kind of funny that kid's name is Abby, and the crazy demon child next door is named Abby as well.
Brush your teeth now, Abby.
Okay.
No, nope, closing the door.
It was that easy. She said, okay.
Yeah, you lost that privilege.
That's
why your nail is painting your nails is nearly wetting her pants, apparently. I wasn't born yesterday, Abby.
Why is she wetting her pants?
Did you scare her that badly?
Apparently.
Or like this one video I saw, these two dudes
Abby,
fighting in a bathroom.
Down.
And the one dude was so scared,
give me
I guess,
the nail polish.
He shit his pants. Because, like, a turd fell out of his pant leg.
Brush your teeth and go to bed. Now.
All right, enough with the brushing of the teeth.
Yeah. Obviously, she's not going to listen.
Brush your teeth, Abby.
This is a radio station. Not a complain to your child program.
I mean, you know, if you really want to play like your child, go
play
the
phone. Thank God she's not my child.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I think you could play Dr. Phil where he actually, where somebody cares. We
yeah,
have three
talk to Dr. Phil. He'll help you out.
Yeah. Or Jerry Springer. There you go.
Jerry Springer, that's not going to help nobody.
Yeah, that probably just fucked the kid up more.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I think having Destiny as a baby, babysitter might just fuck you up for life either way.
Well, there's also that.
Man, I think I might just finally try out this damn game for once.
What game is that?
Rage.
What the hell you been waiting for?
Man, I was trying to find it. I misplaced it. I had no idea to find it.
This motherfucker takes a picture of the game and then he can't find it afterwards.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like vanished.
Yeah, like Macarena.
Like who?
Macarena.
Like the Macarena.
Yeah.
Margarina.
It just disappeared.
What do you mean it disappeared? People just stopped listening to it and doing it. It's still there.
So, Ghetto Bear, so how'd you feel about the Talking Dead Part 1?
Yeah, nobody was too fond of watching that.
Yeah, right?
Everybody's so excited, counting down by the hour of The Walking Dead comes on, and then it's talking. The whole fucking time.
Yeah, right? Like, goddammit.
Like, I thought they were just going to get drunk, and man, she was going to try to kiss them or some shit. But no, just a bunch of screaming.
Yeah.
I'm really tired of them wasted episodes, man.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. I mean, there were barely any fucking zombies in this one.
No zombies, no action. Two people the entire time.
Yeah. All talk.
Yeah, it needs to change. I was like, I really hope this episode they'll finally make it along these stupid train tracks and make it to this new camp place. But that didn't happen.
Yeah, no.
How many episodes have we watched now? Four?
I think so, yeah.
Five, maybe?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, and we still haven't found a new champion. And they still don't know that they're all alive still.
Yeah, right? Like, come on.
We know everybody's alive separately. But quit giving us all this bullshit. People just talking, man. Just put them all together.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean,
and kill that stupid black guy. He keeps trying to get everybody killed. Just kill him all.
Yeah, kill Bob.
Yeah, kill Bob. I mean, for fuck's sake, Herschel died before him.
Yeah, and I mean, come on, man. Like, everywhere they take that motherfucker, someone dies. It went to fucking Target or whatever the fuck it was. Zach died. They took me to find medicine.
Did you say they went to Target?
Man, they went to some kind of fucking store.
They didn't go to Target, man.
What fucking store was that?
I don't fucking know, but I just know it wasn't a Target.
Fine, they went grocery shopping. Dumbass decided to go for liquor. Zach died. They went for medicine. He went for liquor. Almost died.
Well, everybody goes looking for liquor for some reason. Kind of like Daryl was collecting all the money. Like, he needed to spend money on things now. During a zombie apocalypse. Where you could just take things.
Yeah, well, the point I'm saying is, everywhere Bob goes, someone dies.
Yeah, that's why I said he should die already.
I mean, but like, I think that dude should have been dead when they first introduced him.
I don't even think he should have been a character. Kind of like how they introduced that Zach dude or whatever. He was nobody, and then he died because of that guy in the very first episode he was in.
Yeah, right? You know, how about this? We'll just take Bob. We'll just take Bob and we'll stick him with Destiny.
Yeah.
Hush.
You hush. Keep it on the hush.
Honestly, I don't even know what he said, so it's all right.
And she sounds like she was looking for a liquor store, and now she's all drunk.
But she probably is.
No, I'm not. I wish, but I'm not.
She's like, oh, Lord Almighty, this damn kid is going to drive me to drink.
Well, I mean, you know, she's in a house full of 7 crackheads, so I'm sure they have some kind of booze somewhere.
How do you live with 7 crackheads?
I don't know. Apparently, from what she told me, she lives with 7 people. So, obviously,
no,
they got to be
crackheads. On the Sims game, on my Sims game, Kay.
No, we're talking about a video game now. Really?
On the Sims game, there's 7 people living in the house.
How many people are living in your house?
3, including me. So 2 other than me.
All right, so Havoc was just complaining about a video game. All right.
Well, because she didn't say that, I mean, you know, first you're talking about Sims games, and then she was saying how she's babysitting for 7 people.
So are we talking about the game still, or?
I don't know.
Are you really babysitting 7 people?
On the Sims game, I have 7 people in the house. Okay. I'm actually babysitting one person.
All right, she's only babysitting one person.
No, Gil, she's only babysitting. One child.
Michael.
How do you babysit? What?
I don't know, but she said babysit twice.
Babysit. I don't know, I'm trying to come up with a rhyme for that. But I don't got no nursery rhymes for that.
All I know is she said it twice.
All I know is Havoc is obsessed with boots and pants.
Oh my gosh.
That's an awesome fucking song right there. I still say Gil, you should do a fucking track for it.
I don't know how you cover something like that when it's 3 words.
I don't know, fucking put some verses with it and then use boots and pants as the fucking
seriously,
book.
This is not the Funky Penguin, alright?
Man, the Funky Penguin died a long time ago.
What are you talking about? She's still around. She just doesn't know what's going on, though.
That's very true.
Ooh, the Funky Penguin. What?
I wonder if I can find that fucking song. I would fucking put it on her wall.
I don't know. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's by some dude named Rufus Thomas.
Is that who sings it?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't think I do. All I remember is Bonnie J rapping off beat as fuck.
Man, that bitch is horrible.
Talking about she is a great rapper, man, but she never learned how to rap.
I don't think she knew how to do much of anything.
And then she misspelling people's names on her leg.
Well, lucky for me, I ain't got that bitch headed in my page.
No, this was a long time ago, man.
Why the fuck is she writing people's names on her leg for?
You know how people make, like, quote-unquote, fan pictures. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she decided to use her leg and misspell everything. Dumb bitch. contract to play about 1 second.
Man, it's too late now. But do you have little white shower wheel?
The white shower wheel?
What?
Did you say the white shower wheel?
Man, turn your fucking hearing aid on. I said little white. Okay, little white. I shall will.
Oh, little white, I shall will.
Close enough.
Let's find out. We have all we do. No.
Fuck you mean no?
We have one of them days, it's another girl on Twisted, sold my soul, freaky girl, acid, we're back, bacon, oh, shake and bake.
Bacon?
Break novel.
Fuck it, man, play shake and bake.
Sounds good.
Fixious Entertainment, Crash Out Music, A Game. It go one for the money. It go one for the money and two for the soul. Yeah. It go one for the money and two for the chase. Come on.
Embrace it, man. Going harder than I ever have. I get money every day like a stock exchange. I love that money like Ricky Bobby, and I'm all against the press like taking bait. And I'm about to do whatever it takes to get more cake and eat it too. I'm leading you to the finish line like New Jordan, the Flyers, and Eagle food. Trying to keep up with me and Jelly Roll is almost impossible. Don't try it, fool. Gotta keep it real for the folks who don't know we are beasts and what we fucking do. One for the money, two for the show, three for the whole, four for the growing blow. It's Lil White, not mouth is bitch. Now hit him with the motherfucking hook, Jelly Roll.
And bake. Call it Talladega Nights. Yeah, it's Fat Man Jones, bitch. You already know it. And that OG White Kush. Yeah, that's what I'm blowing about that cash flow. I think about it every hour. I'm an asshole. Living in the past like Kenny Powers. And I ain't gotta say it. These bitches know my CeeLo. A great white shark in an ocean full of Nemos. And I got pussy way before I had a groupie. Cause bitches love me like a Twilight movie.
And we are back.
Yep.
They just look fucking as if a bit of dust.
This what?
Zippo.
Maybe it needs fluid.
Man, I just put more fluid in it earlier.
Well then, you're fucked.
Well, for me, that's my old Zippo, so I got a new one coming, so I want to be a lot better. Woo. Probably shouldn't be smoking, since, you know, sore throat and shit, puking all day, but fuck it.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, right.
So I see that you've posted up many, many interviews that we have done.
Yeah.
And how was that?
I don't know. Yeah, I was definitely dying. Just a bulb.
You say I'm dying?
Yes, I said you're dying.
That's exactly what he said.
I know that's what he said. And I was agreeing. I am.
Anyway, what were you saying?
I don't know what the fuck I was saying. I don't know. Talking about how you posted all them interviews that we've done over the years.
I figured maybe it might inspire some motherfuckers as you tune in and give us a fucking shot, but, hey. No.
It doesn't seem to be working.
Nope. You know what, that's, you know, that's really a fucking rant that I wanted to go on today.
Uh-oh. Here comes the rant. Brace yourself.
Oh, man, the fact that, you know, you get so many fucking jugglers out there saying, oh, I've been down to you. You should show me respect. Motherfucking no. Don't give a fuck how long you've been down. You want respect, earn that motherfucking shit.
Yeah, you don't just instantly get respect, no matter who the hell you are.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. Fucking look at Tech N9ne. Fucking Tech N9ne, shit, all the respect he's gotten from everybody, he earned. ICP, earned. I mean, come on, man, like even to this day, Tech N9ne's still earning the respect of every motherfucking listener, every motherfucker, you know, that he does a show with, and he just gets in there and say, oh, I've been down longer than you, you should show me respect. Nah, fuck out of that boy. Fuck that.
There's even a video of, with, 2 Chainz even saying that,
No. Fuck you, 2 Chainz.
Did she just really bring 2 Chainz into this conversation?
I was saying there's even a video of 2 Chainz saying that he has respect for Tech N9ne.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people do that are in the mainstream because he does a lot of tricks with a bunch of mainstream people. But 2 Chainz, he needs to learn how to rap.
2 Chainz's comment is...
So he does not have my respect.
Yeah, 2 Chainz's comment is invalid.
It's been deleted from this chat.
But, man, you know, like, I'm just fucking bringing this up because, in fact, in the past, like you've always seen motherfuckers say, that if you want respect, you gotta get respect. And that so many motherfuckers, like, and all these groups saying, oh, I've been down on you, you know, these are showing respect. Nah, fuck out of here, day. You want respect? Earn the fucking shit. Simple as that. It ain't given, it's not handed out, it's earned. And if you want to keep the fucking respect, claw and scratch and fight your way to keep that shit.
Sounds rather kinky.
Only gives you a part of that kinky.
Clawing and fighting for respect.
Yeah.
With a with slut on your forehead.
Man, I feel like there's a whole new fucking respect squad up in all juggles that, man.
Man, I forgot all about that. No, there really ain't that. It's more, why are you hitting on a little girl? That's what it is now.
Yeah, that too.
But I don't know, I saw people fighting on that picture of some girl in a mirror. What a giant fucking tablet, I guess it is.
Wow.
I was like, I think you need a bigger camera.
Man, they probably do.
I just jumped in the middle of the conversation of all these people fighting about how this dude was like hitting on her and shit. I really didn't care about all that, so I said what I needed to say and I stopped the notifications. Yeah.
Well, at least fucking single juggles and juggles has a new fucking admin.
Yeah, who's that? That one girl that's been in there forever.
God, I hope not.
Hey, in one of the groups, I'm an admin.
Internet. Oh, yeah, people allowed to talk in that group?
No.
Nobody ever talks to my groups, okay?
Nobody
I know.
Ever talks to our group either.
Huh?
Yeah.
No one talks in our group either.
Because they're just listening to you on the radio enough.
Right. The day that happens.
Yeah.
I feel like we're that shitty radio station that's on at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Where nobody's awake to even care.
Yeah, only thing I get fucking posted up in there is fucking people posting links for fucking tracks and shit.
Which we never really listen to. Well, Havoc may, but I
don't. Every now and then I will. Other times I just don't get.
Kind of like
fuck.
That one person, that one foreign person that sent us a message on the like page. I actually decided to listen to that. And it fucking sucked. Like I thought, oh, no, 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 real shitty quality and whatnot.
What do you expect? He's foreign.
Come on, man. Foreign people can have, you know, some good quality, too.
Yeah. As I was saying, fucking 50 Tyson is good.
Really? We had to bring him up. That dude becomes famous every time we mention his name. You know,
yeah.
he should be real famous though, because he said his name like 50 times in like a minute.
Yeah.
Because he's a ball player.
Yeah, and what remix? Maybe 17.
Destiny, are you able to count to 17?
Yes.
No.
Like, no, I can only count to this many.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to say about that nigga fucking. He's absolutely retarded.
Yeah. Shout out to German Shepherd.
Man, that nigga got put down a long time ago.
I just keep saying his name, hoping he come back. You know, I say his name like 3 times, he'll appear like Beetlejuice.
Fucking German Shepherd, man, if you're out there, we're still waiting on your disc towards us. Even though I just really
want to talk to you, man. I want to get some dance tips off of you.
Yeah. All you got to do is just follow your fucking neck.
I want you to rap while you teach me how to break dance.
German Shepherd, I'm just still waiting on that fucking diss track that you're supposed to put up on YouTube.
Man, if I break dance like him, man, I'd land up on the floor and I won't be able to get back up.
And there's one dude up in Ultra Gucci, Eric Bollinger. I will tell you right now, the idea of a glass hatchet, man, is not a good idea. Glass hatchet breaks, you're fucked.
Yeah, shit, man. I had the actual charm, and I dropped it on a pile of clothes, and a little thing broke off.
Yeah, so you're gonna want to make a fucking glass one that just shatters and cuts you.
I know, right? You can't wear glass things, man.
Yeah, what the fuck, that would you?
Don't you know that you tap that on something real lightly, it'll just, psh, you're done, man. And you paid, like, probably good money for it, too.
But, you know what, I think we should give a little fucking nudge to the German Shepherd.
A nudge? How about a bullet?
Well, German Shepherd, here is your bullet.
Terrorist!
Aight. I got a motherfucking problem with some German foreign motherfucker.
Me too.
Keeps talking shit about me.
Yes, yeah, sir. The German Shepherd.
Ain't that a dog?
What the fuck is this? Fucking this?
All the way to Fort Misery Myers. Little Pakistani.
Terrorist.
K-City. Fuck
you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You don't,
hey,
see shit.
Y'all finna have an epilepsy when you hear this right then and there around these parts. Why? Cause I'm certified goonin'. Yeah, that's him. That's
garbage.
What they tell me. Yeah, that's him. Hey, I'm him. Hey, sometimes I feel like...
Man, turn that fucking shit off. This motherfucker's done. We are tired of listening to that shit. Prepared to listen to some motherfucking killer right now.
Yo, check it here, we got the full German. It looks like a cracked out Pee Wee Herman. In his 30s doing music going nowhere. Look at dude, he barely got hair. And music is the only thing that will bring us pain. Bitch, you will never be a Gucci man. It's pretty sad you were all your top friends. You beefing with us will never make amends. It's like if I poked him, daddy would break. Boy so skinny, get this boy a steak. He looks like the Crypt Keeper, little kid peeper. You talking shit, you digging yourself deeper. We straight evil, we like the Grim Reaper. We coming after you like you ain't dead.
Bitch,
I'm putting this mark down, call me the vet. Yeah, call me the vet, fuck you, bitch.
You don't wanna fuck with me. You don't wanna fuck with me. You don't wanna fuck with me. It was the wrong thing to bring up the beef. You don't wanna fuck with me. You don't wanna fuck with me.
This goes out to a guy who loves to give head. Fucking with a killer, then you ending up dead. Fuck your scrawny ass with your bitch ass tread. Talk shit, then I fill you up with lead. And if you want beef, I'ma put your shot. And I got your blood dripping like I squeezed a mop. Little bitch ass bag, you need to chill before I put a hollow in your fake ass grill. It says you live in Florida, so talk normal, bitch. A-Rap German, get off my dick. When I rap, I sound oh so clear. And this track might end your career. Sorry, and I'm known as the killer that can rap. Not some little business, bitch, nothing but whack. Fuck it with your killer, then you out your mind. And quit rapping with some corny ass lines.
You don't wanna fuck with me. You don't wanna fuck with me. You don't wanna fuck with me. It was the wrong thing to bring up the beef. You don't wanna fuck with me. You don't wanna fuck with me. You don't wanna fuck with me. It was the wrong thing to bring up some beef.
on behalf of everybody on Juggalo Rider Radio. Keep our names out your motherfucking foreign mouth, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
You know, you better keep my name out your motherfucking mouth, dog. Free get them hollow tips.
Get them, killer.
Havoc, what up? Laughs, what up? Ghetto G, what's happening?
What up?
We all killed this motherfucker, you know what's good.
You know we killed it.
JRR. Bitch.
Ed, we're back.
Man, that's many, many moons ago right there.
Yeah. And but I think now you see where when I said it, I think J. Kill is confused about German.
Yeah, Arab German. Yeah.
No, I thought in the beginning was a German foreign motherfucker.
Well, then there's that too, yeah. But the beginning part of that's the only really funny part, man. I fucking love the beginning.
That just had the worst fucking beat ever.
Man, that's one of them beats J. Killer supposedly made.
But the fuck are you doing? I'm fucking motorboating over there?
Oh my gosh. Abby, I just turned off your light.
Wait, whoa. Let's take that back now, man. She ain't motorboating no little kid. Come on,
though. Yeah, right? What the fuck?
Get in trouble for things like that. But anyway, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Everyone seems to be doing, like, best of things. I believe the Juggalo Rider Radio should do a best of compilation.
I think we should do that, too. So I think we take fucking tracks off of each and every fucking mixtape. Like one from each mixtape.
Well, not necessarily that. We could either make it by people that we promote, just, you know, underground type things, or we could just make it like, you know, people that everybody knows. Or we could do a combination of both.
You can do it that way, too.
They like people that we've had for interviews up on here, and then mixed with other people that we just play all the time.
Yeah, we can do it that way.
You know, call it the best of Juggalo Rider Radio. From, like, you know, take it back from, like, 2008 to fucking now.
Man, that means I gotta track down fucking shit from Agony. It's fucking the Shadows.
Man, just fine, like, if you're gonna pick an artist, man, just pick, like, one track by that artist.
Except, we've had Agony up on here twice as a solo and a part of the Shadows.
Well, we're going to make it one track per artist so it's not, you know, so many fucking songs.
You already tried getting underneath the sink. Don't do it again.
Do it again.
Did you say try to get in the sink?
No, underneath the sink where all my stuff is.
Why is she going under the sink?
Yeah, why is your stuff in the sink? Trying to kill a little kid, aren't you?
No, she keeps getting my stuff into my stuff underneath the sink.
Man, just put her underneath the sink and just trap her in there. Then she won't do
it. I lost her.
You lost her?
No, I didn't lose her. She's in the bathroom right now, actually.
She was under the sink. What the hell?
No, she was. Oh, my gosh, never mind.
What do you mean, never mind, man? You say one thing, and then it's a whole other thing.
Yeah, right? Make up your damn mind. Just like a woman. Can't ever make up her mind.
You're hot, then you're cold. Really going to bust into some fucking Katy Perry. There you go.
Oh, my gosh, no, please no. I already heard some today.
See, man, she jams out to Katy Perry. She says, oh, my God.
No, I don't. Abby is listening to Katy Perry. I listen to ICP and Tech Nine.
Probably the only person to get in trouble on Sesame Street.
Yeah, and you have to listen to faggots for like 2 Chainz.
Ew, no.
Ew, no, but yet she was quoting the motherfucker earlier.
Man.
No, it popped up on my, because I was listening to tech and on YouTube.
What?
Yeah.
Damn you, YouTube.
Because it was on the recommended for you.
See, and when you get recommended shit like that, man, you got to listen to something bad.
Well, because it has Tech N9ne tagged in it, the video.
Oh, there
so
you go.
Okay. Yeah. That's what came up recommended.
I don't still understand why fucking 2 Chainz comes up recommended for anybody.
He shouldn't come up at all for anything.
Right?
You should be out of the bathroom by now.
Maybe she's taking a shit. Let her go.
Maybe she
she's not.
Away.
She's playing in the bathroom.
Who the hell plays in the bathroom?
Little kids who don't want to go to bed play in the bathroom. She says, what? What the fuck?
Why is she going to scream after everything?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Right?
Okay, bed now. I didn't. Okay, Morris.
No, fuck you.
Oh my God, it stinks.
I think
that was not me.
Just,
I did not piss. I peed.
What the
fuck? That
just
was
because
you,
this
Abby.
Child is going to bed, we are going to play Boogie Woogie Woo just for her.
Oh yeah. No. Oh my gosh, I have a funny story to tell about a boogeyman jumping off the train to her.
Out of the raging storm, in the dead of night, the ravenous, blood-sick creature searches for its sacrifice. Through the hideous darkness it lurches, driven by death itself. Only the satisfaction of slaughter will cause it to return to the darkness from which it came.
Broken blood. boogeyman. They pull the axe out your face and say, was it the boogeyman?
You think I'ma tell you?
Bobby, could you listen to her for a bit?
Thanks. An easy way in, you fucking idiot. Nah, stretch your neck out and play it like the banjo. Make it like that shit, you know? Then I stretch it out more and bring your head through the wall. It's the boogeyman, y'all.
And we're back.
Well, why? It's not even Batman. What is this, Catwoman?
It's Catwoman with giant mouth ears.
Yeah, that feels off.
Sorry.
What
the fuck?
Man, I wasn't guys.
That was hot.
One of us made out of
what was that?
I burped.
Oh, ain't no burp, man. It's like the demon trying to get out.
My demon's already out.
Not yet.
Yeah, keyword yet.
Man, that kid's still awake.
I didn't
still hear it.
Yeah, right?
I can go away.
Well, I mean, get up, you know, I did tell her to duct tape the kid to the wall, but she didn't want to do that.
Well, duct tape her to the bed.
No, she's telling me she's hungry. No, it's Sims and the lady's telling me she's hungry.
Just ignore her, so go to sleep.
Yeah. I'll throw a fucking rock at her.
And when people ask what happened, say she was attacked by your aunt, your pet. Yeah. Your pet rock.
Yeah, right. Well, that's definitely dead.
Are you still playing with that fucking lighter?
Yes.
Man, it's been dead, like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know.
Well, why do you keep trying? That's not an answer.
That answer's me dying. I mean, it has enough fluid in it. You can smell the fucking fluid.
It's dead, motherfucker. Move on.
That's okay. My fucking news is supposed to be here tomorrow.
Wonderful.
So, Gerald, do you think Victoria's prediction will come true tomorrow?
Prediction for what?
Apparently she thinks CM Punk will come back on March 3rd.
Well, since I saw this picture somebody posted up with Triple H behind there with the production truck and whatnot saying, let's hit CM Punk's music in Chicago on Raw just to fuck with the fans. I don't think he's coming back. I mean, if he comes back, I mean, that's pretty fucking stupid because he only comes back when they're in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
That one time he walked out on WWE in Chicago, right? Now they're going to be in Chicago
everyone.
Again, and he's going to come back.
Yeah.
The only time, you know, he's ever around is when they're in his home place. Or he's just crying. I don't want to be here.
I don't know what to say about that motherfucker.
Well, I mean, he left because nobody listens to him. Caitlyn left because nobody would give her anything either.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're like, you're going to keep losing to AJ every week. She's like, fuck that, I'm out.
Yeah, we're just going to have AJ kill your ass every single week. You won't get shit.
You're a bodybuilder, but this little girl's going to beat you up every week.
But speaking of which, the one that fucking match between her and Cameron, I didn't even bother checking that shit out. I didn't click watch the fucking repeat.
AJ obviously won. Are we talking about at the pay-per-view or on SmackDown?
I'm talking about SmackDown.
Yeah, she won because that's whenever I messaged you. I was like, I think AJ forgot how to do her submission hold.
Okay, yeah, I had to double check because, you know, I mean, I love Divas, I love AJ, but you already saw that match at fucking Elimination Chamber. We did not need to see another rematch.
Yeah, dude, that girl can't wrestle, the other one. And yet she got two title shots.
Right? Like, what the fuck is that? The one that can actually wrestle can't get jack shit.
Man, next we're going to have Eva Marie as the number one contender.
I don't think anybody needs to see that.
Number one contender? What are you talking about?
I mean, Eva Marie's sexy as all fuck, but bitch can't wrestle. She can't even make it out of the damn box of fucking NXT. Kind of like Destiny.
I can wrestle.
So are you saying Destiny is fine as fuck and she can't wrestle? Is that what you're saying?
I understand.
I can wrestle, and I'm hot.
Maybe to yourself, but okay.
Man, you just said she was hot. You said just like Destiny.
No, motherfucker. What I say was I said that.
If I wasn't, why did I get tied for Letty of the Month?
I still wonder why the fuck you say Letty for. Letty is not a word.
Because that's how I say it. Okay.
Because you're on the internet, man.
Because that's how I say it, actually.
It's actually let. The E is silent.
Man, Havoc, will you let that go?
Well, I think it's safe to say, just so you know, I did not vote for you.
I didn't vote for you either, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I voted for the chick with the fucking big-ass titties.
Who's that, man? Where's she at?
We still go find her, and I'll send a picture your way to get her.
Man, that one page you sent me, that hot, nerdy girls, man, I got a bunch of fucking dope-ass bitches on there, but, like, is that ran by a little girl? Like a teenager?
I have no. But I have no.
Because that girl can't spell. And then, like, there's the occasional little girl picture in the mix of all these cosplayers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, you're like, damn, 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 damn. What the hell is this little girl doing here? Click, click.
We know you like the little girls.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, ghetto.
Spap to it all the time.
Yeah, girl, there you go, man. I just thought you were in the pick of that chick.
So young and tender.
Just the way Destiny likes them.
No. No.
And by young and tender, I mean I would eat them.
That, yeah, that's even worse.
Cannibal.
You said eat them, so.
Yeah, not in a sexual way, Destiny. And I don't even understand why that's called eating out. You're not really eating it.
Right?
That's true.
It's more of licking.
Well, never mind. I'm never not going to go there.
What? What do you have to say?
Nothing.
Okay, then.
I think what's funny is the fact that Destiny decided to vote for herself in that damn contest.
That shouldn't count.
Yeah, right?
Hey, no, listen. Actually, I did vote for myself. But everybody else voted for themselves.
This is how it should go down, so it would be a little harder because people are retarded. You know, instead of having so many likes, it should be so many comments because people don't comment.
Hey, I had a ton of comments, okay?
Oh, yeah, what did they say? Whoop, whoop.
I had people posting on my timeline saying I'm voting for her.
Well,
what is that going to do on the picture, though?
Yeah, right?
If they would have counted all the ones in the All Juggalo chat with people saying it that didn't go and actually like it, then I would have. So, huh.
I still would. That means actually you're posting it in a fucking group. So it's not really showing up on their fucking page.
Well, technically it does, if she's your friend. Well, not even then. You'd still see it because you're in that group.
Yeah, but if the person that runs the group is not in that group, or, you know, that runs the page is not in that group, you got to fuck with that one.
Well, then
but yeah,
too.
The person who made
the
pages should be in the group.
But yeah, like I said, Gittleman, I sent you the picture of the chick that I fucking voted for.
Havoc, you wanted to say Letty right there. That's what that was. Don't even try to play.
Yeah, but she's the one.
We know.
She's the one with her fucking titties all out.
Titties.
And literally, her titties all out.
So did she win? Who won?
Me?
And I wish.
Did you have your titties all out too? Is that what people were voting for you?
Me and this girl Maddie, we both tied. But yet they're saying that she won.
Why? Because she had a titty selfie?
Because she had her tits hanging out. She had pictures of her like playing with herself.
Playing with herself? What kind of contest was this? And how did I not know about it?
Do you not see the picture? It's the,
Oh, this would involve me getting online.
It's the main picture now. It's her, you can see her hand down there.
Oh.
Who cares?
He said, who cares? Well, why didn't you take a picture like that then? Keep up with her.
No comments.
Nothing.
What?
Yeah, right.
Fail.
Yeah, but the... See, and on here it says no showing body parts, but yet that other girl showed...
No body parts, so what the fuck?
So why did she win? She was showing parts.
I don't understand how you don't show a body part.
Yeah,
no,
right.
That's not what it means. So if you send a chicken.
I mean, you know, okay.
What was it, like a clump of hair?
No, there's a girl that posted a picture of her tits, and she got entered into it.
Yes, but if you notice something, they even said that does not count because of the fact that she's got her tits covered up.
I hate rules.
Yeah, right?
Like that. Like, motherfucker, you want people in your contest, you shut the fuck up and take the picture.
I mean, let's see. If you talk about entry number 6, Naomi Evelyn Bennett with the nice sexy ass titties.
Man, what the hell, man? I'm missing out on all the titties right now.
Actually, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
It
what,
clearly says for her. Now, let me go. Just go on note and to remind people rules, and this pig does not breach them.
I hate the motherfuckers that talk like that.
Yeah, but yet it says that she's no pictures of body parts. He's contradicting himself in that picture right there.
Well, here's the thing. Since her nipples are not showing,
ooh,
it's not a breach.
Wow.
It sounds like Facebook rules, like the terms and agreements.
He goes, look at it. It says, send pics, sexy as you can, revealing if you want, but no parts. She is covering, so she is set. So
yeah, I don't see no nipple.
Yeah, so you see, so your comment is invalid there, Destiny.
So yeah, but yeah, look at okay.
Well, actually,
so
I see a little bit of an areola.
Okay, so I got 46 likes, right?
Well, you don't count because you voted for yourself.
Okay, no, listen. No, I got... Okay, I'm not counting my like. I'm not counting my like. She
well,
got 45. Said, she got 45, I got 46.
So is the contest over?
Yes.
But
here's
so why
the thing. But wait. Destiny, you're still counting yourself because you said you got 46. You could
yeah.
vote for yourself. So that does not count. So you had
so
25.
So we both tied. Yet we both tied. So why did they say she won?
I don't know, maybe she was sexier.
No, maybe she's just Jackie, never mind.
She's what?
I said maybe she's just sucking somebody off.
Through the internet?
Most of my exes are running for low of the month. It's kind of funny, they're all asking me to vote for them.
I don't miss those games at all.
I don't either. Here we go. The Madison Mad Hatter chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you realize her part. You realize her body parts really aren't showing, right?
Well, maybe they should be showing.
Man, I wish. But let me ask you this, Duffy. Do you see any parts on her that are actually showing? She's clearly covered. The fuck is that bullshit?
That's a doorbell?
No.
Or a clock?
And how come, Kay? And here's another point, Kay. So why did they get to post 2 pictures of her, but all the rest of us only got to post 1 picture?
Man, because she showed her fucking titties. Get over it.
Because I sent him 2 different pictures. One was showing, well, not showing them, but they were kind of hanging out in my picture, and he didn't do that one. He didn't post that one.
Well, maybe he didn't like them.
And then he asks me, after he ends it 10 days early,
Well,
he
clearly,
asks,
he He clearly busted his nut and he was over this competition.
Yeah.
Literally. Hey, but listen, like...
Oh, God. I don't want to listen.
So, basically, like, my thing is, though, is he ends it early, says that she won even though we tied, and...
I hate people who say that we're their true family. When clearly none of us even like each other.
Yeah, right?
So everybody that posts in that chat that we're true family and you mean everything to me is a fucking liar. You guys saved my life. How the fuck did we save your life? I don't even know who the hell you are. I guess I'm just magical.
Oh my gosh. Today was my cousin's birthday.
Who
the hell?
Well, here might be a reason why you lost. Yo, I wonder if you realize Madison's an admin for that group or for that like page.
Who, that girl with her titties on?
The one that she's complaining all about, that she tied with.
Well, there you go. You found out the answer. You were screwed.
Because she's the admin of the group. No, dirt. No wonder she won. I'm going to enter again this month, okay? I'm going to enter again this month.
Well, the chick with the big titties that are out, what enters, I'm sorry, but I'm voting for her.
Doesn't mean I won't get people voting for me again. I got more likes than anybody else.
Yeah. My goodness. But your vote don't count for yourself. So no voting for yourself. That way it's all an even playing field.
Yeah.
Ah.
The demon's back.
Need a fucking exorcism.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth. I don't know what you're saying, but okay.
Is that something about somebody molesting her?
Great. She's fucking molesting. She's molesting a little kid again. What the hell?
No. No, she's being molested.
What, by a little kid?
I hope not.
Man, she probably is being molested by a little kid. They won't go to bed.
And she rather enjoys it.
Yeah, she probably does.
What do you think of my new little friend? What the fuck is it?
Who's the new little friend?
In the old Juggalos chat there, man. What the fuck is in that chick's mouth?
You got razor blade?
How the hell do you see it? It doesn't even look like one.
Oh, she also mentions the fact of what it is.
Where?
In the comments.
In the comments that I don't care to read. Okay.
Oh, fuck with that bullshit. This video is like all hearing like random fucking noises come from Destiny.
What?
What?
What? Does noises come from me? Yes, it's called a demon, bitch.
Yeah.
What?
I'm about to get this one dude up in that all-juggle chat fucking thing. I was bitching him on because people started fucking bitching on him. Because,
why
does
she have a razor in her mouth?
Wow.
You, what?
Welcome to the fucking... God damn it, you're just so damn slow.
Why does she have a razor in her mouth?
Well, if you read the comments,
what would,
explain.
What would you rather have in her mouth?
I don't know. Nothing.
What do you think of this shitty tattoo right here?
But when somebody has a fucking name like that, you should probably never. You should probably not hit them up for advice ever.
She's actually pretty chill. I've talked to her.
I ain't talking about that bitch. I'm talking about what the fucking dude with the name up in that group saying that's named Bear Golden Child Lane.
Wait, who are you talking about now?
Some dumbass with the name.
Oh my gosh, Bear. There is someone on her window. That's
oh my gosh. We ain't talking about that anymore. We're not talking about the little emo chick with the fucking razor blade in her mouth.
You know that's an old lady, right?
Well, either way, she's emo.
That looks creepy. Kay.
But no, I'm talking about this dumb fuck up in that chat with the name Bear Golden Child Lane. I'm sorry, but a name like that, you must be a pedophile.
So are you excited that the movie about slavery won a bunch of awards?
Why do I even give a fuck about that for?
I'm just saying, man. Like, why does that movie have to win everything?
I didn't see that.
I didn't see any of those movies that were up for Oscars.
Bad. This dude, Derek Grimmillion, is a fucking retard as well.
Grimmillion? What?
Yeah. He posted up in the chat, up in the group saying, I hope I don't get bullied because I got a rant. How many dumb ninjas are there posting up pictures of drugs and doing drugs? Seriously, ninjas? And you wonder why people assume shit. Yeah, I smoke a little Mary Jane every now and then, but you don't see me posting it because I'm not a dumbass. If a cop sees the pics you post online, he will assume you're riding dirty and stop and harass you. First of all, motherfucker, if I'm in another state, the cops in another state, they can't do shit. They can't say shit because it ain't their jurisdiction. So, your point is invalid. And y'all wonder why we are labeled a gang. Motherfucker, we were taking off that fucking list.
That's awesome. Man, the strip club's great. Waiter, bring me a cold one. Certainly, and they bring some cold, dead body.
Did you say they serve dead bodies at a strip club?
It's on the old gigolo chat.
Did you say all the gigolo chat?
No, I'm gigolo.
Oh, gigolos.
Gigolo.
What the fuck are you tagging us? Stop tagging us and shit.
Oh, what did you get tagged in now, gigolo?
Man, the same thing you got tagged into.
Man, don't be tagging no gigolo in my shit.
Yeah, right? The fuck is this bullshit?
That's a strip club? That ain't no fucking strip club. Some dude sitting in a chair.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you play a song?
Uh-oh. Dead bodies. Or something.
Yeah, right. But how the fuck do I untag myself in that particular post?
Simply press stop notifications.
Unfortunately, that's not an option for me at the moment.
Don't be tagging people and shit to talk shit, Destiny.
Yeah.
That made me mad.
Oh, well, fuck it. Man, I think everything makes you mad nowadays.
Yeah, it does.
But you need to stop taking your anger on the little kids. They do not deserve the molestation.
Mainly just this chat. Yeah.
The moment when you catch your friend watching gay porn, wow.
The hell?
No.
I hope you get deleted.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, you too.
Why?
I don't know. Do I really need a reason?
Man, this Chelsea made King bitches like, which money this pop album should I buy? They're all the same.
None of them.
Oh my gosh. I know, that's one I was just looking at.
Let's see, you should go with the red version because it's better than the other ones. And it's probably the most hardest to find in an actual store.
That's true.
Either the red one or the white one. Fuck the black one. Not to be racist or anything.
The white one, fuck the black one.
Seriously, man, that Freaky Tales thing, man, there's no need to have that fucking song.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think I listened to it a total of one time.
The demons are back.
Kill them. Kill them now. Off with her head.
Yes.
Things women say to piss their man off.
That's one of them right there.
Destiny.
I'm pregnant. I'm in love with your cousin. When a girl says no for sex, yep.
Man, why the hell is this ugly-ass girl always complaining about shit?
Oh, you mean that ugly black chick?
Your friend's a better kisser.
No, what the hell is her name? Adrena or some shit.
Oh, Andrea, bitch. What the fuck?
No, Jesus. Shit. Who the fuck is this? Who?
That's going to keep going down. You'll see an ugly black chick.
There you go. This dude got a pretty cool tattoo, though. With Gambit.
The weed one?
I guess. With the cards that are like Violent J and Shaggy and the Hatchet Man and shit. Now, see, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's original, too. But I want to know why this fucking short chicks decided to take fucking selfies in a fucking mirror.
For real, like, oh my gosh.
Like, oh my gosh.
My shirt is better than your face.
That is a badass town.
Well, you won't be saying
except
that.
Except for
if
you
your
can
face
see a hairy armpit.
You face down in that sink, bitch.
Ew, you can see his armpit. It's all hairy.
What are you talking about?
The fuck? Apparently, he likes fucking hairy ass fucking armpits.
No, in the picture of his tat, you can see it's a hairy armpit.
The fuck?
I was looking at the tattoo. I wasn't really looking for hairy armpits or things of that nature.
It just sticks out.
I think you were looking for it.
No,
and she probably was.
You're like, I wonder if I could lick that armpit.
Where the fuck are you tagging us in it? We already see the damn thing.
Yeah, nigga, damn. What the hell?
Like, seriously. If we already like the damn thing, you don't need to tag us in it.
She just wants us to see the hairy armpit is what it really is. You can't even see anything.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, there we go. I was looking at the wrong part. You see a nipple, too, but so what?
Well, let's face it. The only thing that she was attracted to was the fucking hairy armpit.
Yeah.
Fucking sick bastard. Yeah, ugly fat bitch.
Yeah, I already seen that, like, 5 minutes ago.
Ugh. Like, disturbing it off look.
I'm bored.
Find me a decent looking chick.
Someone call me a fap.
Call you a fap?
No,
okay, here. As far as finding an actual good looking boy up in that group, you gotta, you're on your own with that shit.
But I thought it was funny that dude was like, you shouldn't poop. Post pictures of your drugs and shit. And there's this fucking kid right here. I'm so fucking baked. That's awesome.
But
my personal dude, favorite is when people take pictures.
I hate a lot of you.
You can't even see them. Hey, I'm kind of new. Can I get a whoop whoop? No.
Yeah, fuck no.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Nothing.
I would stab Lil Wayne for a Klondike bar.
That'd be definitely worth a Klondike bar.
Facebook jail sucks. Facebook channel? No, that's not what I said. My phone, if
what?
I tell it to, types what I tell it to. I didn't want to type.
Well, type the wrong thing, obviously.
I'm going to go beat up some bullies. Hold on.
Yeah, go beat up some bullies.
Yeah, I bullied.
You're being bullied? Well, why is there bullies in your house?
No. Man, Brittany Blood, shut the fuck up. You're annoying the fuck out of me. And I don't even know you. Your comments annoy me.
Your comments annoy me. That's amazing. I thought that kid was asleep. What's he doing in the toilet again?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess apparently she just had to go swimming.
No,
Alright, I'm gonna come and be like, children should be with children. Shit, when I was 7, I was in a fucking tattoo shop. No. Shut up. You're not my babysitter.
Get to the corner.
Break me up with Twitch, bitch.
It's no fun. Why don't you take your tired ass home?
George Lopez was beyond.
No. Well, oh. maybe real soon.
Mac or Abby?
So after seeing all these zombie things and then playing Dead Rising 2, the zombies in that game are rather impressive. They can climb on tables. They carry weapons. They spit like fucking blood all over you. They can grab you from halfway across the mall.
Well, what the fuck? She died. Maybe we should hang up on her.
Then we won't have nobody to make fun of.
Yeah, true.
Well, what was that thing you said? You said your comment. What?
Which comment?
You said your comments make me.
I think I said like your comments like annoy me or something like that.
Yeah, I'm alone. It's like, you said it, I said it, and I can't remember what the fuck you just said. Your comments annoy me. That's going to be my status.
Well, I know for a fact I'm going to start a whole lot of drama now with this comment.
What's that?
I'm posting on that fucking status and shit. When I was 7 years old, I was hanging out in a tattoo shop watching people get tatted. Shit, I saw my first pair of titties when I was seven. Just from the women getting tattoos.
Alright.
That's true, man. I think about that. Again, when you live above a tattoo shop, and the owner of that shop, you know, as he lets me in the shop at the age of 7, shit.
And she shows you her titties?
No. No, it was one of the customers that was getting tattooed whose titties I ended up seeing.
So she got a titty tat.
Yeah. And shit, man, the fucking owner of the fucking shop, actually, like, literally asked you to fucking pay me, too. Fucking 20 bucks.
To do what?
Oh, fucking people seem like helping open up the shop, close up the shop, set up the fucking tattoo guns, set up the tables, set the chairs up, clean everything up.
So why is it that you were not a tattoo artist?
I got fucking drawn.
Well, that'll do it.
Ask sleeping night, nobody's up. Go to bed.
Nobody's up at midnight?
Well, she's asking who's up. I'm still telling her to go to bed. Hey, look, Kiss the Fun, I saw the post I put on the wall.
It's about time.
It was about an hour ago. See that, man? She can see everything about The Walking Dead and shit like that, but, once it gets close to plugging anything on her walls, like, yep, nope, I don't see shit. I think Destiny died. Gwen heard from her in a long ass time.
She's busy moving a body right now.
Yeah, she's busy molesting the fucking kid. Emma, Destiny, leave those kids alone.
Just leave those kids alone.
Somebody had to say it. I'm waiting for those fucking pills to kick in.
Yay, pills.
Yay, for fucking cough medicine. I mean, I think I hear like some small little voices in the fucking background of Dusty's phone there.
Help!
Yeah, man, that's probably what we're hearing.
Save me!
Save me from the ugly witch. She's trying to molest me. She doesn't really babysit me. All she does is just sit there and play The Sims like a retard. And she lives. He lives while I die.
She what?
She lives while I die.
She lives while you die.
Yeah. Hey.
Ain't that right, Destiny?
What?
I don't know.
Just say yes.
Never!
What am I supposed to say to that, too?
Just say yes, damn it.
Say yes to drugs.
No.
Say yes to drugs, damn it.
Say yes to titty selfies.
No.
Say yes to nudity.
Depends on who it is.
Hey, yes, the nudity on Facebook.
Yeah.
What?
Could you just imagine if Facebook allowed nudity? All them people there that are bitching about it, whenever you see like a half-naked person, would then be in your newsfeed naked. Then how would you feel?
Ha ha ha.
That'd be a whole lot of some big bitches.
Oh. That's a fucking nightmare waiting to happen.
Oh, it'll happen.
I mean, shit, like, if you're a thick chick and you look good, it's fine, but, like, if you're fucking 300 pounds or over, stay dressed. Keep your clothes on.
Stay dressed. Shit.
Got these bitches up on Facebook nowadays do not look good.
Don't you understand that us fat people have to be on Facebook?
Oh, bud.
Now, see, if you started seeing a random bunch of fat bitches naked and shit, then that's how you should know Facebook was breached. But whenever people post up, like, you know, some hot ass shit or something, man, then it shouldn't even be a thing. That's what somebody should do. They should just start posting shit like that. Back whenever, you know, we kept seeing all that porn and shit on Facebook.
Man,
oh my God, it's been hacked. Oh my God.
Man, fuck, man. I swear to respect squad, but I must have had a field day with that one.
Yeah. They need to show up again. Do they even still exist?
I don't think so. I think they died.
Because who was in that? David was in that. And, Andrea. And, that one fat Mandy thing.
That one fat bandy thing.
Yeah, I don't remember who else. It gotta be that girl too, man. That one's bitching nowadays about the minors. No, I'm not talking about you, Destiny. Relax.
Oh, you must be talking about Jill B.
Well, her too. I think my favorite thing I saw today was that person that keeps posting up that 13-year-old girl pictures and shit.
Oh, yeah.
One dude commented on it like, you look older than 13, so add me.
Wow.
Like, for real, man?
You look older than 13, so add me.
even still, that's wrong.
Yeah, it really is.
See, man, the internet doesn't have to worry about creepers. The internet has to worry about children.
Man, this chick Katie Rickett is fucking retarded. I have younger people on my friends list, and if someone adds me, I'm here. They need to talk as I'm a mom and I have to take care of everyone, but I never post add me on anything. That being said, blah, 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 hope you have fun, safe time. Or have a fun, safe time. Whatever.
So that girl gonna send some nude photos.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Katie Ricketts.
What is this shit now?
Back.
I thought I stopped notifications here.
What the fuck? I guess probably not. You do not.
It's all because Destiny tagged me in his fucking photo.
What?
Yeah, right.
God damn it.
This is why you should not tag us in every little post. Especially if it's not important.
Unless it's important.
Like the hot chicks with titties.
Yeah.
We don't really see that many of them in that group anymore. Or ever.
You don't see that anywhere, man. It's all PG. Except on my page.
Yeah, right.
Good night, fam. Whoop, whoop. I'm here to haunt your dreams. I'm here to eat your soul. How funny is that, man? How funny is that? Her name is Destiny.
What?
This girl in that chat, man, her name is Destiny, too. And she's
what
creepy.
Chat?
She's creepy.
Yep.
Which chat? There's like
what chat do you think I'm talking about?
All Juggalo?
All Juggalo? Yeah. All Juggalo.
Hold on. I'm looking.
Yeah, Destiny Boogeyman. She has a fucking anger problem, apparently. Because she tells me both.
Wait, are we talking about the same person?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Her name is Destiny. How or some shit. Whole.
Yep, then no idea. What the fuck is a jet supposed to be? Dumb bitch.
A jet is something you fly on.
Well, this is Katie Adams goes, what's a jet mean? And Brown Law, call me. Hold, help me. Please, please help a fam jet.
Well, there is a person in that group named Jet. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Or did you just put Jet for the fuck of it?
Oh my gosh, Greg wants to... Okay, you guys are still on air, right?
No.
No? Oh. Greg was trying to say that he wants...
Who the fuck is that? Who are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Who the fuck is Greg?
The one that was on last night.
That's Greg?
That stoner dude? I gotta be up at 6 for work. It's 1:37. I can't fucking sleep. Anybody know any remedies? Non-pills.
Hey.
What's up?
Who the fuck is this?
Greg.
How are you going to bed?
Why are you calling here?
I did. You called me.
You know what time it is.
Yeah, I was home to smoke out. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Did you say you were having fun with an animal?
I think you did.
No, I was just trying to smoke more weed.
No, oh, you definitely caught
weed with an animal.
God damn it, leave the animals alone.
Okay, I guess.
I mean, come on, it's bad enough we got Destiny here molested minors.
Which one would you find more of a crime?
I don't know.
You don't
know. I don't know, but I'm trying to smoke some weed right now.
Yeah, because that answers the question perfectly.
What? Wait, what?
I think Gildred asked you, which would you find more of a crime? And you go, I don't know, try to smoke more weed though. Perfect answer.
Sure. I didn't understand a word you just said, man.
And that's exactly how we felt last night when you were talking. We had no idea what the fuck you were saying at all.
Now, this picture right here is the best trophy. This person that cut their face off.
Boring night. Dude, what the fuck else is up with?
What?
It's snowing.
Welcome to life, man.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Oh, right now it's raining in Dublin.
Man, nobody cares about Dublin.
Ain't doing jack shit in Danbury. Not doing jack shit in New York.
Here. They kept going, we're going to get 12 inches of snow. 12 inches of snow. We got like 3.
I don't know how many we're supposed to get.
What the hell was that?
That would be having dying, trying to get up off his damn bed. Now I need to find my way to the light to turn on the lights so I can see outside.
So you can see outside? Why are you going outside?
I ain't going outside.
Don't
I'm
you
sure
know that
people
there's
might.
Mexicans out there?
Wouldn't doubt it.
I like this picture of my stomach, so I posted it.
Fuck.
It's just lovely.
It's disturbing.
Shit.
Vito, I gotta say, I love this one dude's comments to that Katie Adams chick. Kevin Kissinger goes, please, dear God, learn to spell so your shit can make some sense.
Yes.
Sure.
But that will never happen. You're living in a fantasy world, my friend. Visit K. Kyle's. I am looking for a faithful understanding in Juggalo. I've been through shitty relationships, and I need someone who will be there for me for who I am. Well, bitch. You know, God, so, get fucked with that one.
I'll be right back. I'm going to call somebody. Oh.
Hey, then.
Okay, cool.
What do you mean, is that cool, man? It's your phone.
Yeah, right?
Man, this girl right here says she was deleting her Facebook, but she's still here.
Who is that, Destiny?
No,
what?
Destiny doesn't whine like that.
What the fuck is this Brittany fucking wage out, bitch? Fucking click, click, pull. The fuck does that supposed to mean?
I thought it was click, click, boom.
I did too, but she said click, click, boom. Yeah, no, Destiny, do not bring Mr. Rotten Treats here. We do not allow party liners.
Man, fuck party liners. Fuck them right in the mouth. Yeah, waiting a week for The Walking Dead just for them to talk again.
No, great.
Don't they understand that they're boring people with that?
Yeah, I'm going to understand that for one bit. But yeah, do not bring, again, definitely do not bring party liners here. Party liners are not to welcome. Especially one that's not even in the fucking U.S., that's out, that lives in Colombia. Fucking party liner that apparently that she's talking from, apparently from fucking Colombia.
Like, literally from Colombia?
Yeah. From Colombia, lives in Colombia.
What?
We're trying to find, but. Well, first off, we're trying to figure out why you're bringing a party line to the Juggalo Rider Radio. We do not allow them. They're not allowed here.
Yeah, definitely.
You do not like party liners?
I'm beating up bullies.
You're beaming up bullies?
The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What are you, Scotty?
Beam me up, Scotty.
Exactly.
But I think I am going to go pass the fuck out because my damn throat's going to really kill my ass.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Bye.